USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill was delayed late Thursday night as leaders on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue continued to negotiate. Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, said it's an absurd way to do business to be negotiating a multi-trillion dollar bill with a few minutes before a major vote, with virtually nobody knowing what's going on. That's unacceptable. End quote. The frail economic recovery in the United States received another jolt Thursday as inflation continues to hit Americans with higher prices. Weekly jobless claims expected to drop actually increased 11,000. It's the third week in a row the numbers have negatively impacted the economy. Folks in Jacksonville, Florida heard a loud explosion Thursday night and something fiery shoot across the sky. An explanation has been found. The SpaceX Dragon capsule came back to Earth and broke the sound barrier. It was also heard in South Georgia. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Arguably the largest stage in the world, the Super Bowl halftime show, is reserved for the best of the best. This year's entertainment has been announced. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The headliners for next year's Super Bowl have been announced. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar will be taking the stage. The NFL game will be played at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California on February 13th. It will air on NBC and Telemundo and stream live on Peacock. In a press release, Todd Kaplan, Vice President of Marketing for Pepsi, said artists like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg were at the forefront of the West Coast hip-hop revolution, so to be able to bring them back to L.A., where it all began, alongside Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar, will prove to be an epic, unforgettable celebration of the impact hip-hop has today.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Let's get some more details on the spending bills being tossed around in Washington this week. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Senate parliamentarian said Wednesday that Democrats' Plan B, to include amnesty for illegal immigrants, could not be included in the sweeping social spending budget reconciliation bill. Democrats had sought to adjust the green card through registry date, most recently set at January 1, 1972, during the Reagan administration in 1986 to 2010, granting a pathway to legal permanent residency to illegal immigrants who can show they came to the United States before 2010. This $3.5 trillion bill includes everything the liberals have always wanted, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explained to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare. And we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it. Robust climate action. Renewable energy. All of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, a.k.a. the reconciliation bill.
A group of teachers on Thursday filed an emergency request with the Supreme Court asking justices to block New York City schools' COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Lawyers for the plaintiffs says it threatens the education of children. Thousands of teachers will lose their jobs when the order imposes punishment at 5 p.m. today. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.